Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems? He's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Live from way out behind the station, the News Radio, WRVA. Home Improvement Shop, this is the Home Show with me, your humble home improvement guru, Richard McCann. Welcome, everybody. The rain has kind of sloughed off. It was gross out there for a while. I didn't like it. I don't even know. It's a gray Saturday. We're, a week and a half away from Christmas? And all is right with the world. But first, I have to ask, Jordan got to do something I haven't. Okay, I have not gotten to do that since I was about six, and I was at Miller and Rhodes. You got to meet
the legendary Santa.
That's outstanding. Tell me, what's the experience like?
It's just how you probably remember it. The Snow Queen and the elf come out, and they're the hype man for Santa. And so they're like, "Are you excited?" And everyone's like, "Yeah!" And then Santa comes down the chimney, and then he, you know, does his little spiel, and then he sits in the chair, and then he gets the people's names from the Snow Queen.
Ah, okay.
Even though he knows who we are,
He knows whether you've been naughty or nice.
Yeah. So, and then we take the picture and cheese, and then we leave.
Because this is like a yearly thing.
It's a Perkinson family tradition,
which is his fiance,
and you know, we have an in with the legendary Santa
because he lives close to your.
when he's not at the North Pole.
When
he's not at the North Pole, uh-huh, working with his elves, getting ready for Christmas, his summer home happens to be right down the street from where Sarah's parents live.
That's tremendous.
So, in this season of giving, we get to be gifted the VIP treatment and get to skip the line and go straight to the line.
Because I go grab some lunch after the first show, and the people at the Wawa know me pretty well now. And they said, "So what time did you get up?" I was like, three, like I normally do. And the lady that was standing next to me getting her coffee, it was a big cup of coffee, too.
Yeah.
She goes, "My family's been up since 3:30. I'm like, "Why?" She goes, "We wanted to get down there at 6 or 6:30 to meet legendary Santa."
So, I don't know what time they start, though.
I
mean, if they were there at 6, I think he must do like an early session.
Was there a long line?
Yeah, there was already quite a few people in line waiting when we got there, but you know, the VIP treatment, we just kind of mill around the lobby, and then they're like, "Okay, come on in." And then they're like, "Okay, squeeze and let other people, you know."
As a VIP, do you like, does that entitle you to like knock a couple of things off your naughty list too? I mean,
yeah, I guess so.
Let's think about it for a second.
I'm not you know,
I know I'm a terrible human being.
Well, he's not God, okay? It doesn't work like that. He's just Santa Claus.
I tell you what, my parents tortured us starting like the beginning of November, you know, with "Are you being good? Because you know Santa's watching." I mean, tortured us. It was not nice.
Yeah.
Sadistic parents.
Yeah. But so it was, you know, and Santa was like, "It's good to have," he mentioned me. He's like, "I'm so glad that he gets to be a part of this now."
Aww.
So, because they, you know, Every year we go and, you know, they go and do the whole thing and they buy a picture every year. So,
you know, my wife and I were, since we're fairly new together, I mean, married a year, but this is our third Christmas.
Right.
This is our third Christmas. And in my first marriage, let's just put it this way, I wasn't allowed to have a Christmas tree.
Right.
All right. So when I met Joanne, it was the first time I'd put up a Christmas tree in probably 10 years.
Yeah.
And she'd never had her own Christmas tree as an adult. She, you know, when she lived with her parents, they had a Christmas tree. Which, as a grown-up, she never did. So our tradition, because it's 3 years, so now it's a tradition, is that I set up the tree, which if anybody knows where I can get a tree today, that'd be helpful.
Home Depot does real trees.
Really? Okay, because yeah. I was going to check them in southern states. That was my...
Yeah.
Good.
The one right here off Broad.
Okay, I'm going to head there.
They have a tent. So.
I set up the tree. I untangle all the lights.
Yep.
Make sure that they work.
Yep.
And I put on the lights. Then I sit on my couch and sip bourbon.
Yes.
While she puts all the decorations on the tree. And then...
Well, you did the hard work. You went and got the tree and then brought it back and...
She loves doing it.
Yeah.
She loves it. And then I will put the... we do an angel on the top of our tree.
Yeah.
I don't know if you do an angel or a star.
Yeah, we do an angel.
We do an angel. It's a big... The angel's like almost a foot and a half tall.
Yeah.
And because she's only 5'1", I put the angel on top of the tree.
Yeah, that's the most work you do.
Exactly. I had to lug that thing in. I had to find the tree stand. I have to move a couch. So that's our tradition. Have you put up your tree yet?
Yeah. Well, Sarah and I decorated my mom has two trees. And so we decorated the main one. We still need to decorate the second one, but yeah, Sarah wants one of those bougie, the Hallmark one, the ones that you see on all the Hallmark movies. I can't think of, they're like balsam something.
Okay.
Balsam Hill trees. They're expensive.
I've been told I might spend $80 on a Christmas tree. Which...
Yeah. And that's for a real one. But like some of these fake ones are, you can spend easily $500 on a fake Christmas tree.
Nah.
But I told her, I was like, because she was like, those trees, they're beautiful and everything. I was like, we can get one on one condition, as long as it doesn't have lights with it. Because eventually those lights are going to burn out, and then you're going to spend more time trying to figure out which lights are out, and then you're going to realize that they've electrical taped all the lights to the branches, and you're going to have to throw the whole tree in the garbage. You buy one without the lights, and then if none of the lights work, you just take those suckers and throw them in the trash, and then you go to Walmart and buy some more.
See, you're not thinking right. You said, yes, we can get one on one condition. We're buying it December 26th because it'll be half off.
Yeah, well, that too. I was like, she was like, they're like $300 or $400. I was like, well, she's really good at finding deals. Like we just ordered our wedding invitations, and she magically, like the invitations were going to be like almost $300. She went to another tab on her browser in her phone, pulled a magic coupon out. It knocked $175 off the invitations.
Well, you have my address, so I'm looking
forward to
it.
I trust her. I know probably like June, July of next year, she's going to find a Balsam Hill tree for like $150, and it's going to be just what we want. It's not going to have lights on it. And I'm going to be like, let's order it now.
I told you, a friend of mine, his mother decorated it. It was a fake tree, decorated the tree. And when she stood back, she's like, it's perfect. It's just perfect. She, you know, decorates the tree every year, but that year it was just perfect. So when Christmas was over, she wrapped a sheet around it, slid it into a corner, and there was a door. There was a door right there in that living room. So if she opened the door all the way, it hid the tree.
Sarah wants to keep the tree up year round. And I said that because my paternal grandmother kept a tree up year round for most of, for what I can remember up until like her later years. But I was like, that's fine. If you want to decorate a tree for all seasons, that's fine.
Well,
but
that's the new thing is people are decorating. Okay, for Easter, you decorate it for Easter. And then 4th of July and all those other holidays. So, yeah, you can keep a tree up all around. My name is Rich McCann. The phone number is 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to the home show. Richard McCann, News Radio, WRVA. Welcome, everybody. We are here every Saturday, 6 to 8 and 10 till noon, taking your calls at 833-804-1140. Got to dial the whole thing, people. 833-804-1140. Now, I have been watching the news. Unfortunately, I don't like doing it. I'll be honest with you. It just bums me out. It really does. I mean, it's just very good few stuff that's happy. But that's the way it is. But one of the things that they were discussing is that the flu is, well, if you listen to the news, flu is running rampant. Now, I'm going to say this. Personally, I can't think of anybody I know that's gotten the flu anytime recently. Knock on wood or Shagahoro, whatever. You know, I don't know anybody that's really got it. My mom gets pneumonia, which could have started with the flu, but that's neither here nor there, and I will admit, although I should, I say I will, and then I don't do it, I haven't gotten a flu shot. Have you got a flu shot, Jordan?
Yes.
Okay, now you have to. Okay?
Well, yeah.
You have no choice in this world because right. Your lady is just exposed to, well, I was going to say an open septic tank, but I think first graders are actually a little bit grosser than fourth graders. Disgusting.
Well, they're not.
Petri dish?
Yeah, these fourth graders though, and we've talked about it. These fourth graders are something else, man. She hates it. She's like, these kids, they don't behave. Like they're just at that age where they're starting to get mouthy and they get their attitudes and
what are you gonna do about it?
Yeah, and then they're like, why are you yelling at me? Because you don't shut up and listen.
And your parents have never yelled at you ever because your parents are millennials. Ugh. Sorry. It's
the worst.
It is. It is. So I personally feel my health, my relatively good health, is because as a kid, we played outside. The house was cool. I'm not going to say cold. It was cool. As a plumber, I crawled through everything in the world. My mom was never like, get that out of his mouth. Get that out of his mouth. No, she wasn't one of those. We were exposed to dirt, to germs. Kids today aren't. And that's fine. Look, I'm not criticizing your parenting. Your kid, do with it what you want. But the thing is, the flu is out there. The flu can be very dangerous. I probably haven't had it in 25 years, if it's been that long. I honestly just don't remember. But if it's out there, it's rampant, and it changes every year. I thought I'd look up some ways to avoid the flu. And I found a nice little article. It is 12 ways to avoid the flu. And I thought I'd go over a couple. And by the way, I have posted this on my Facebook page. So if you're one of those people that follows me, wunderbar, you can find it. One, first, foremost, and this is just good common sense, is wash your hands. Now, this is all from health.com, so I want to give them credit. But they say, a good rule of thumb, each time you shake someone's hand, wash your hands. That's never going to happen, ever. It's just not. But it is good to wash your hands as often as possible, especially when you're in the bathroom. Okay, let's face that. I'm not a big fan of hand sanitizer. I do believe the rise in hand sanitizer, this is my thoughts, my belief, has helped some of these super bugs grow. Again, I think it's good that we get some germs, just not all of them. But they're saying, wash your hands, lots of hot, soapy water. Funny thing, I remember my brother, by the way, happy birthday to Dominic McCann, who he just broke 40. He hit it. Good for him. his little girl, my niece Faith, to make sure that she washed her hands for right amount of time, he would make her do her ABCs while she washed her hands. Once she hit Z, she was done washing. I thought that was rather clever. I don't do it. I don't, not as often as I should. Keep your hands washed. Here's the big one for trying to avoid the flu is don't touch your face. And I thought about that. I'm like, how often do I touch my face? And then I just kind of stopped thinking about it. But every time I did do it, I went, wait a minute, I just did it again. I just did it again. I just did it again. All right, so I looked up online. How often, because everything's got a number on it, right? How often do people touch their face? Well, the average is 23 times an hour. At 23 times, and some as high as 32. 23 to 32 times, whatever germs are on your hands are on your face. I know I do it more than that. I don't shave as often as I should. When I'm starting to ponder things, I do that little chin rub everybody does, especially people with a goatee. And I know I probably touch my face 50 times an hour at least. It's part of my mannerisms. Now, I had a friend of mine, she worked in a bank as a teller. And this was a conversation we'd had for some years ago. I don't remember why. And I said, you know, money is probably one of the grossest things out there. Money is nasty. Rather touch a toilet seat than cash. It's true. Think about how many hands that stuff has gone through in a day, a week, a month. And I said to I was asking her, I was like, so how is it that, people touch their face all the time? How is it you don't touch that money and then touch your face? She goes, I do not touch my face. I said, I'm calling Meadow Muffins on that. Everybody does it. She goes, I used to do it. I said, well, how'd you stop? And she had, I think she put a little bell on her breast or something like that. But she actually made this conscious decision that every time she felt herself reaching, she would physically stop. And to the point that she wouldn't touch her face anymore. It was learned behavior. I thought that was amazing. Number three, get some sleep. Good night's sleep is very important to your health. I'll say that from last night. Yesterday, I took a nap, got up, made dinner, spent some time with the wife, went to bed early, woke up this morning feeling terrific. That doesn't happen very often. And even Jordan, you'll admit, my early show was a lot better than normal because I was just wide awake. He agrees. So get some sleep. It's very important, especially for your immune system. You get system gets tired, you're more apple to get the flu. We've got a bunch more stuff. We'll take your calls at 833-804-1140. That's 833-804-1140. My name is Rich McCann. Don't forget, check out WRVA.com. Download podcast show. Take me wherever you go. This is The Home Show, News Radio, WRVA. Richard McCann on News Radio, WRVA. Welcome, everybody. Week and a half until Christmas. 2.5 weeks until 2020. And then the real fun begins. 833-804-1140. Cynthia in Henrico.
Yes.
2.5 weeks until 2020. Oh, no. Cynthia, turn off your radio.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay.
Those are the rules.
Okay.
Now we can talk.
I was calling because we have an old home. My parents' old home. It's been empty for about 2.5 years. And we know it needs a roof. It has some ceiling damage and some walls need to be fixed. And I was just calling to see if you have someone that you maybe could recommend once we finish cleaning the house out. To come back and look at the house to see, you know, give us an idea of what they think need to be done.
Yeah, I would tell you to call Aikie's Home Improvement.
Okay. How you spell it?
A-I-K-E-Y-S.
Okay, so call them. Do you have a number for me? I could just...
216?
216?
9371.
9371. Okay. All right.
All right.
Well, thank you, and I enjoy listening to your show.
Thank you, Cynthia. You have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye. Bye-bye.
833-804-1140, yeah. He's won so many awards for best roofer, I might as well just, I'm not going to make any jokes. It's a, you know, he's in Disney World right now. He is.
Yeah, I did see that.
They make a yearly, trek down there. And I think I went when I turned 20. That's the last time I was down that way. I would like to see the Star Wars world. My stepson... he and his wife went to Disney World. Where's the Harry Potter park?
The Harry Potter world is at Universal.
And they went to the Universal park.
Okay.
For their honeymoon because they are absolute Harry Potter fiends.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the literally their wedding picture has both of them threatening each other with wands. I'm not kidding. Not making that up. All right. 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to the show. I was going over some quick things, little stuff we can do to try to stay a little bit healthier during flu season. I've already been sick for the year. I don't get to get sick again until February. Yay. Hopefully I'll avoid it this year. But I haven't had the flu. Lucky me. Like I said, wash your hands. Don't touch your face. That's a big one. Honest to God, make a mental note how many times you touch your face in an hour. It is crazy. Get sleep. None of us do. None of us get enough sleep. One of the reasons I don't get enough sleep, we are working on getting a new mattress. It's going to happen. She's okay with what we got. For me to go to sleep, here's what it takes for me to sleep almost comfortable. Ready? A icy hot patch on my back. 2 Tylenol PM. A dose of CBD oil. And a memory foam pillow between my knees. And now I'm sleeping like a baby. 833-804-1140. Victor in Richmond.
Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Victor.
Dominion Energy has a waterline replacement insurance coverage plan, and it's $7 a month. And I was wondering what your experience is and what your opinion would be of buying that coverage.
Well, straight up, they came out with that plan really early in my radio career. It's been out there for a while, and I've known several people that bought it, and one in particular, God rest her soul, she's not with us anymore, but she called me up one day. She's like, Richard, I've got water flowing out of my front yard. I went out there. I said, you need a new water service. She said, I got Dominion's insurance. She called them, and I mean, I think it was 24 hours they had it fixed. And yeah, back then I think it was like $5 a month. Replacing a water line, I think, is like $15 a foot these days, maybe a little bit more. So it's well worth it. I'm going to do I'm buying the insurance that they have for my sewer because the sewer line on Casa de McCann is 10 feet in the ground, and I'm too old to replace that.
Wow, so I would need that coverage as well, water line and sewer line.
I don't know if they're separate or not. I haven't looked at the bill in a while. I just throw money at my wife and say, here, go pay the bills because Daddy doesn't want to deal with it. But I know they have those. They have a bunch of different plans. I mean, you've heard of PG&E, right? Pacific Gas and Electric?
Yes.
Okay, they've been in the news, but there's another company on the East Coast called BG&E, Baltimore Gas and Electric. And what they started doing decades ago was they started by offering these services, the water line, the sewer line, and then they expanded out and out and out. And now, to be honest with you, BG&E pretty much runs a huge percentage of the repairs that's done on people's houses in Baltimore because people just started buying into their plans, and it was easier for them to just call and say, it's broken, and they come and fix it, and there wasn't a bill at the end of it.
Okay.
So how old is your house?
1953.
When you crawled underneath your house and you looked at your water line coming up into it, was it plastic or was it lead or was it copper? What was it?
Well, I have a basement.
Okay, so that's even better. What's the water service coming into your house?
I think it's metal, lead.
Okay, so yeah, lead lines do go bad. They're not dangerous as everybody thinks. You're not poisoning yourself or your kids. But yeah, if it was plastic, I'd say don't worry about it. It's already been replaced. But that's the original water line. So eventually it will go bad.
And the sewer would go bad likely at that same time or not necessarily?
Not necessarily, but the question is, do you have, you say you got a basement. Do you have a floor drain in your basement?
No.
Okay, so your sewer isn't nearly as deep as mine is. See what I mean?
Gotcha.
But no, you've got either a cast iron sewer or possibly Orangeburg, which Orangeburg was quite literally, hold on to your hats, tar paper that's rolled up into a pipe shape. Doesn't that sound amazing?
So how would I know what I have? I really don't.
You go into the basement, you figure out where your sewer is leaving the house, then you go outside and start digging.
Okay.
If it's cast iron, it's going to last a little bit longer, but even those, if you've got nasty trees in your yard, they can eat up a sewer line like nobody's business.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your help.
All right, Victor, go forth home and prove, and have a Merry Christmas.
Same you. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm not as worried about... My water service is 2 feet in the ground. That's doable. My sewer, it's got to be at least 10 feet deep. A minimum. I mean, I've got a floor drain in the basement. So I'm too old to go out there and dig that up and replace it, even though it's a short run. And to be honest with you, when I was a kid, when I was younger, or a teenager, my dad would send me down into a pit or into a ditch. I'd be 9 feet in the ground not thinking about it. And then I remember one summer, a guy was doing exactly what I was doing, and he didn't have to have shoring, meaning something to hold the walls in place, and he got buried up to his neck. And the only way to get somebody out when they get buried like that is to dig them out by hand. I mean, with your hands. You can't use a machine. You can barely use a shovel. And when this guy was pulled out, I was talking to one of his coworkers. He was purple. His whole body was a giant bruise. And I don't want to be in that situation. So what I'm going to do is I probably will get the insurance. That way, if something goes wrong, I'm not the one that has to be down there and doing it. All right, back to ways to get rid of, or at least keep the flu at bay. Get a flu shot. Everybody's been told you that. I don't need to do that. You know, you really should do it. I don't like getting shots. Nobody does. But deal with it. Eat fruits and veggies. That is, I think, of all the things that we all can do for our health, the one thing we blow off is eating enough fruit and veg. Now, I'm trying to say away from fruit. It's a lot of sugar. But we eat veg. I try to make sure, especially when we're eating at home, which is all the time, two or three veggies. Right now, spinach is in season. Casa de McCann will devour. We will pound through spinach. Asparagus, Brussels sprouts. For those of you who do not think you like Brussels sprouts, try roasting them with olive oil, garlic, salt, and pepper. Mmm. Very tasty. Brian and Chester, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, Richard. By the way, that is a great recipe. I cook my Brussels sprouts like that all the time. So
hey,
they're delicious.
Try them in the air fryer. Killer.
Really? Okay. Well, I don't have an air fryer. I've been kind of reluctant to get one of those. But so what? Anyway, my question is, what I thought was possibly a leaking roof about 4 years ago now appears. It seems that there's condensation that's forming. So there's I'm seeing water marks in my garage. There's a room above the garage. I've had people out. We've opened up the ceiling above the garage. We can certainly see moisture But one company that told me several years ago that they had solved the problem, but I'm seeing the watermarks again. So that's what I'm thinking it is. I live in a condominium, and my neighbor's garage is connected to mine. They have the same watermarks going across. So is there a company that I can call that could actually possibly pinpoint this? Or?
Yeah, I would talk to Bremac. See if they can't rebalance your HVAC systems and get rid of some of the moisture that's in your house. You might even have to put in a dehumidifier.
Okay, would it be just in that space between where the insulation ends in the room and the outside wall? Or
I can't see it, and I'm not Bremac. But if,
I gotcha, I understand.
But with a situation like that, that'd be my first call.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much.
Merry Christmas, Brian. This is The Home Show, News Radio, WRVA. Richard McCann, News Radio, WRVA. Jordan, I have some good news. A possible guest for next week, Santa Doug. Santa Doug, who he listens to the show all year round.
Oh, yeah.
And he is currently...
He's called in a few times.
He has, and I just got a message from him. He's doing an appearance today someplace. I told him I want him here next weekend. I'm going to try to work that out.
Nice.
So we can have Santa Doug
good.
In studio. 'Cause I'm fascinated by the job. You know, I mean, being one of Santa's helpers.
Right.
Okay. Not like legendary Santa, who's the real deal.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Something's stuck in my... Almost said it with a straight face.
Good thing the children of the world...
They're
probably not listening, or they're miles away.
But I've always been fascinated because, I've watched a couple documentaries on being Santa Claus.
Right. Yeah.
And, I mean, some of these people, they make their entire years living, like, in November, December.
Does Bad Santa count?
No. You know, I've tried watching that. I can't.
The second one is even funnier than the first one.
I will give it a shot.
It is so great.
All right. Yeah, but I think it would be nice to have Santa Doug in here.
Yeah.
And so we'll do our, you and I can get pictures, you know?
Yeah. We have a nice backdrop in there.
We do have a nice backdrop in there. So I will let people know as that progresses. Let me see. I'll work on that. Let's just say I'm working on that. All right, so we're trying to figure out ways to avoid the flu because what they're saying is it's a really bad flu season, and Virginia is on the list that the flu is being pretty nasty and viral. Viral? It's a viral virus. Is a viral viral or is it a viral? It's a viral virus. That's the way I'm going to say it.
So okay.
Viral means strong. Virus is well. So
right.
So okay. There we go. Workout regularly. Number six, workout regularly. Yeah, let me get right on that. Oh, no, that's not going to. Nope. I try. I really do. It's just. It's boring. Honest to God, that's why I don't like going to the gym. I'm bored. I just think there's other things I could be doing. Probably walking the neighborhood would be better. Number seven, I'm thinking whoever wrote this article, their editor came up to him and said, okay, Jim, here's what I want. I want 12 ways to avoid the flu. Boss, I've only got 10. I want 12. So find two extra. All right, boss. So here's my number seven, if you can believe it. Keep your distance from sick people. Yeah, you heard me. You're sick? Stay over there. No, here's a better one. How about this? If you are sick, call in to work. I've met way too many people. They go to work sick as dogs. And the answer to why are you here is usually something like, I've got a project I have to get finished. Because it has to be done. Or, I can't afford not to be here because I'm all stopped up. true story. The people you work with and your boss would much rather you stay home and feel better than you bring that nastiness into the office or wherever you work, and now everybody gets sick. My wife, she got sick 3 months ago. And she said, I don't think I can go to work today, but I don't have any sick days. I'm like, I don't care. Stay in bed. You don't get paid for a day. It's better for the office. It's better than you. So, avoid sick people. But if you're sick, stay home, please. Keep sanitizer on hand. Yeah, I mean, that's a thing. One of the... So... When my wife and I went to RVA Dog Fest, there was a lot of places out there having these little giveaways. One of the giveaways was a little bag of poop bags, a little thing, and it kind of straps on to your retractable leash. The next place over, what they were giving away is hand sanitizer that's strapped to the little bag that's strapped to your retractable leash. So you had the hand sanitizer with you. I guess that's one way to do it. Quit smoking. I've already told you. Quit smoking. Everybody knows that. Number 10, be wary of sharing food with others. Double dippers may be passing germs to those who eat after them. Didn't Seinfeld, like, kill the whole idea of double dipping? Nobody double dips anymore. Jordan, do you double dip? I mean, if it's just you, I could understand.
Yeah.
Maybe you and your girl, you might double dip, but you're not at the office party. You're not going to sit there and double dip a chip.
Right. No.
Okay.
No.
Thank you. Common courtesy. Here's one for Jordan. Number 11, buy a leather bag and ditch your cloth purse. You know, that big blue petri.
It's not a purse.
No, it's a big blue petri dish that you carry food around in. My God. It's nasty. Purse picks up germs like we do, according to Joseph Brascom, MD, author of The Great Physician's PX for Cold and Flu. So you could be reinfecting yourself every time you pick up your handbag. This suggestion, put away your cloth purse during the winter months and carry one made of easier to wipe down vinyl or leather. I'm down with that. I don't think my wife owns a single purse that's cloth. My mom does. That I know for a fact. Choose to smile once in a while. New research has found that happiness may help your fight off a cold and flu germs. I'm down with that. Carl Koninsky, MD, professor of psychology at Wilkes University, found that sex, positive thinking, playing with a pet, and other pleasurable behaviors boost your immune system, make it harder for your viruses to stick. I'm a newlywed, and I'm feeling pretty good. Huh? And finally... Lastly, think of ways to keep others healthy too. It's basically what they're saying is, let's say by some awful luck you get sick. When you have a cough and sneeze, do so into the crook of your elbow, not into your hands, since your hands are a common source of germs. Doing that will prevent them from spreading. That's absolutely true. And gentlemen, if I may, carry a handkerchief. What happened to men carrying a handkerchief? You got to sneeze, have a handkerchief handy. I have a couple. I need to get a few more. But that was just some tips on how to stay healthy if you know, during this flu season. I guess I'm going, with no choice, I'm going to have to get a flu shot. I can't afford to get sick right now. And I don't want to spread it to the wife who just started a whole new job, which she likes, and I'm happy. So we are, the phone number is 833-804-1140. That's 833-804-1140. That's how you get through the show with your questions, queries, conundrums, riddles. You can also go to WRVA.com. That's where you can download podcasts of the show. That's right. You missed something. You really thought it was going to be good. You had to get out of the car or you lost signal. Doesn't matter. Download it into your device. And take it with you wherever you go. It's really fun. We have people listening to the podcast of the show all over the world. And for those of you that are listening to a podcast right now, do me a favor. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors. I want them to listen too. Now, say you want to listen to it live and you got a lousy radio signal. It's okay. What you do, just go again to WRVA.com, download the radio.com app. I know a lot of people that that's how they listen to the show. I think it's fantastic. I have it in my phone. I have it on my laptop. It's a great way to listen to the show wherever you are, because we're here every Saturday, 6 to 8, 10 until noon. And don't forget to follow me on Facebook and on Twitter. That's where you're going to find a lot of the articles that I talk about. They're put up on my Facebook page the night before. Our stories about Florida that we go looking for, I post them on my Facebook page. And every week I ask people for suggestions. So you tell me another radio show that you can help steer, and I will follow them on Facebook. And let you know that next Saturday is going to be our Christmas show, Christmas music, talking about gifts for the home improvers in your life. We're going to have people from Feedmore here. And it looks like, yes, we are, we're going to have Santa Doug here at WRVA. Not the time slot he wants, though. I'm working on that. He's a jolly old elf. He'll be fine. This is the Home Show, News Radio WRVA.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems? He's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Welcome to hour number two of the Home Show on News Radio WRVA. My name is Richard McCann, your humble home improvement guru. Welcome, 833-804-1140. Quick shout out to Valerie. She just sent me a picture of RVA backpacks for the homeless. They're delivering backpacks right now on the streets to some of the homeless people out there. Food, toiletries, that kind of thing. We are working on getting them on the show. I think 2020 is going to be the year of interviews. I'm looking forward to it. But first, Teresa in Richmond.
Hey, hi. So my son bought a house last year off of Forest Hill Avenue that was built like in 45, and they redid the whole house. So he noticed now that the house is like cold, that there's like drafts. So he wanted to insulate the crawl space. So 2 weeks ago, we had the guy come out, and the guy opened the thing and went in there, and it's filled with sand. So is that legally right? Because he wants to like sell the house in 7 years because they just had a baby. And what does he do with the sand, and how does he insulate, and does he have to remove it? And was the man who redid the house not supposed to fill it up to the brim with sand?
Wait a minute, what do you mean to the brim?
Well, when the guy opened the door to the crawl space, he couldn't even get in because it was all full of sand.
Yeah, I've been under thousands of houses. I've never seen that.
Yeah. So I don't want to worry my son because I don't know if that's going to have an effect on to resale the house. Is he supposed to clean all that sand out of there in order to insulate?
Well, okay. The first question was, why is it drafty? It's because he doesn't have any insulation. That's just a given, okay? It wasn't required back then, and unless somebody did it retro, it's not there. So that's something he does need. But two, I can't imagine how the guy even got that much sand underneath the house. I would call Air Resolutions and get them out there to take a look.
Okay, I'm driving, so let me somehow try to write this.
It's two words, Air Resolutions. You can remember that.
Okay. And it's in Richmond, and have them come out and decide what they need to do.
Right.
Will that prevent them from selling the house?
As a home inspector, I'd probably tag you on it because that means there's no vapor barrier. And unless it's dry, you know, if it's wet sand, that's not good. And you don't have any insulation. So all of those things I would ding you on.
Oh, my gosh. So is there any recourse to go back to this independent builder who's, like, building all these houses all around Richmond? Like, he's built two in Churchill.
Wait. You said this house was built in, like, 49.
Yeah, but the guy, he took down all the walls, and he refurbished the whole house, and then we bought it from him.
Okay. Did you have a home inspector inspect the house before you bought it from him?
I don't know what my son did. All I know is when they were redoing it and they were putting, I saw that there was this big load of sand, and then you could see from the floor, like in the kitchen down, and there was all sand under there. I didn't know what that was for, but at that time I didn't say anything to my son because I didn't want to get him worried.
Okay. All right. So, okay, Teresa, that's twice you've told me you don't want to tell your son something because you don't want him to worry.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
But here's the thing. He's a big boy. He just bought a house and had a baby. So,
I know.
You know what? You're not.
Now he's got sand.
Yeah, you don't protect people by not telling them things like that. Okay.
Right.
You're going to protect their feelings. Guess what? Feelings are just that. They're not real. He'll get over it. But now he does have a problem. I doubt there's any recourse. Because you guys had a home inspector, you went through everything, you agreed to buying the house as is, he bought the house.
Right. Okay.
So, this is why I'm getting my home inspector's license, so that doesn't happen again.
Yeah, that's really shitty in plain English.
Oh! And that was not good. Did you catch that one? Thank you very much. Teresa with the potty mouth on the radio. For shame. For shame. Here's the dealio, folks. Just so you know, if I, Richard McCann, your humble home improvement guru, who has an incredibly terrible potty mouth in real life, if I can go 17 years without saying a curse word on the radio, I can ask you to do it for a couple of minutes. Alan in Goochland.
Yes, Richard. I have a friend who needs to replace her boiler for her heating unit and a hot water heater. And she was looking at the combo unit, and one of the people who gave her an estimate, said she couldn't vent the combo unit up through the chimney, and another person said she could. Do you have an opinion?
All right, let's make sure we're talking about the right thing. She needs a boiler because she has radiator heat?
Yes.
Good. First of all, I hate a boiler with a hot water coil because I have to run the thing year-round. Is she heating with gas or oil?
Gas.
Okay. I would probably look into like a direct vent tankless boiler. And how many people are living in her house?
Just one.
Put in an electric water heater and call it a day. Why? You know,
well, she wanted to save some space. She's got a very tight space, and you know, doing the one unit hanging on the wall would make it a little bit easier to.
Well, then she.
To,
well, none of the tankless units, none of the ones that hang on a wall, vent through a chimney. They don't do it. They're usually 90% of them are direct vent. Actually, 100% of them are direct vent. Now she could run the vent up through the center of the chimney if she wanted to do that, but usually we just go out through a sidewall and call it a day.
Yeah, she has a problem with it. It's too close. She lives in like a duplex type house, and it's too close to go out through the wall and vent, according to the guy who was there and looked at it.
Well, since it's not my guy, I don't care what he said. What I want you to do is call BREMAC. Call BREMAC, get a second opinion, and that way I don't have to worry about whether she got good advice or bad advice.
Right. Okay.
All right. But
I'll tell her to do that.
Okay. But I'm glad she's got hot water heat because there's nothing better in the whole wide world.
Right. And she, as I said, she's got a very tight space, so she wanted to save some space without having the both the boiler unit and. But she could have a tankless boiler unit and a, like a small hot water heater.
Well, she could put a. I mean, if money's no object, she could put a tankless boiler and a tankless water heater. But that's a chunk of change.
Yeah.
But they're getting cheaper.
Yep. I know. Okay. Thank you for your help.
All right, Alan. Thank you so much. Bye. 833-804-1140. That's 833-804-1140. When we get back, I'll tell you a little bit about something, a project I'm working on I think you'll like, and we're going to take a trip down south because this is a good one. This is the Home Show News Radio, WRVA. Richard McCann, News Radio, WRVA, 833-804-1140, Norman in Richmond.
Hello, Richard.
Hello, Norman. What can I do for you?
I need a home improvement software or at home, like software or home edition spreadsheet. Do I have to buy one or can I find one online someplace?
I'm going to ask why you need it.
To do a home renovation.
Okay.
Possibly add an addition.
Okay. I have never had anybody ask for something like that before. I mean, you're going to build the addition yourself?
I'd like to. Well, I'll go subcontract out parts of it and try and do, you know, some of the, after they do some of the work, try and do some myself, but that was the thought.
All right, you're a glutton for punishment is what you are, Norman.
I'm a handyman.
I'm a handyman.
Maybe I can. Oh.
All right, I've never looked for something like that. I mean, whenever we did a home addition or renovation, let's say renovation. I mean, the first thing you've got is demolition, and
right.
Then you know what electrical you want to do. What plumbing you want to do, and having the inspectors come in and do the, you know, the rough-in inspections on those. That's what we the step-by-step is based on the permits that you pull, if that makes any sense to you.
Yeah, it does. What I was looking for kind of a spreadsheet to sort of lay it all out there to see what I was working with.
You know,
or cost estimate, I guess that's another word that I'm looking for.
Now, that's not going to exist, okay? Everybody's different. They tried years ago, a publication came out, and what they were trying to do was have all the plumbers charge the same amount no matter what, and all the electricians charge the same amount no matter what, and everybody said, forget you, chief, we're not doing it. I mean, smaller companies can charge cheaper prices because they don't have the overhead that the bigger ones do. You know what?
Right.
Here's what I'm going to tell you to do. You want to, the person I would talk to about this, and you're going to need to talk to him anyway because if you're going to build an addition, you need drawings. Call,
right.
Check out AtlanticDraftingServices.com.
Yeah, I just heard you mention that.
Okay, so not only are they a drafter, but they are also a Class A contractor, super nice people, and you tell them I sent you, and they might be able to nudge you in the right direction or even, you know, work with you. Say, okay, then we'll handle this aspect of it. You handle the other. But, Norman, if you don't mind me asking, are you married? Okay, that's
no.
Good. That's good, because this is the kind of project you're taking on by yourself that will kill a relationship.
Okay, I got it. I understand that. Yes,
okay.
I understand that.
But
okay,
yeah.
Cool. Well, listen, and the tankless hot water, I like that. I've always liked that ever since I saw it. How much have they come down? What's the difference in an electrical gas hot water to a tankless hot water?
What's an electrical gas?
No, I mean electric or gas. That's what I mean.
Okay, first of all, electric gas... Electric tankless water heaters do not work in Virginia. It's too cold. So you will end
up... again, what doesn't work?
The electric tankless water heaters. Now, the gas tankless water heaters, the last time I installed one, I think I got like $3,200 installed. Now, they may have come down some, but you're one person. It's not
right.
It's not worth it. It's not
yep.
worth the extended extra cost. Just put in an electric water heater and call it a day.
Very good. Okay. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you, Norman. Merry Christmas.
You do the same.
All right. So, Jordan, my dear friend, what do you think is the most dangerous creature in Florida?
Florida man.
Close. Florida woman. Okay, we have definitely decided that Florida woman is the most dangerous creature in Florida. Now, the stupidest thing in Florida is Florida man. Okay,
right.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
But there's some pretty nasty creatures down there, too.
Yes.
Well, let's take a trip.
It happens in Florida.
The gift that just keeps on giving. Do you know how hard it is to keep me a straight face through some of these things? Seriously. All right. And by the way, I'm not going to blow the lead by telling you the title. All right. December 12th. And this is from Fox News, everybody. The Florida man who was found partially eaten by an alligator earlier this year died from a meth overdose, not a gator attack, as was speculated according to autopsy reports. Michael Fort, 45, was found dead in a canal near Fort Meade, a city in Polk County, roughly 60 miles east of Tampa, on June 27th. Someone had reported seeing a piece of the man's body in a nearby alligator's mouth and called authorities. The Polk County Sheriff's Office and the Florida Fish Wildlife Conservatives Commission said they were investigating Ford's death on Wednesday. The county medical examiner's officer confirmed he died of methamphetamine intoxication. Ford's initial apparent cause of death was drowning, pending toxicology reports, and investigators had said he had lacerations and other injuries on his body because of the alligator. After the man's body was discovered, the FWC trapped the alligator and killed the alligator. Okay, see how unfair is that? Poor alligator, not doing anything. Next thing you know, he's caught. An autopsy found Ford's hand and a foot inside the reptile's stomach, but the medical examiner said it appears the alligator, which reportedly weighed 450 pounds, or was around 12 feet long, attacked Ford after he died. Okay, so the stupidest creature in Florida is Florida man. He dies of a meth overdose, which is horrible. Okay, I'm not making fun of that part. I'm really not. Who knows how he got to that point? He could have started with over-the-counter stuff, and it ended up there. But the fact that he died and then was eaten by an alligator, and then the poor alligator. Jordan, do you think the alligator got high? That's my real question after eating the guy. That's been the consensus question so far.
I'm pretty sure. Secondhand.
No, he only ate one hand and a foot. He went back for, he's like, a second hand. Oh, no, I don't. Anyway, I feel bad for the guy, but he died. Must not have been much of a funeral. I'm sorry. Again, you want to send me a story, something that you saw that happened in Florida, please just go to my Facebook page. That's Richard McCann, MCKANN. That's MCKANN real quick, coming in January. Well, I'm starting now. I am opening a new business called Home Guru, Home Inspection and Consulting. I will be getting licensed so that I can do home inspections for people that are buying, selling houses. I can, however, now, currently, inspect houses for people that want to be in them. My goal is this. Everybody gets a physical every year. You get a physical. I get a physical. Everybody gets checked out. Want to make sure that we are healthy. Same thing goes for your home. Too many people call me up and say, came home, water heater is leaking. Now, can I tell you the water heater is going to leak in 6 months? No. But I can tell you how old the water heater is and to keep an eye on it. I'll also help with other projects and find things that you don't know. Most of these guys that do water damage, they are contacted because somebody's plumber went underneath the house and said, holy cow, you have a lot of damage. So I want you to keep that in mind. It's going to be Home Guru, Home Inspections, and the phone number, 347-1152. Yep, I did it. I just gave out my number on the air. Use it if you like. You can also email me, Richard McCann at hotmail.com. When we get back, what is flushable and not flushable? This gives me heart palpitations. What is flushable? What's not flushable? What is it? I'll tell you. Also, I'll take your calls, 833-804-1140. That's 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to the home show on News Radio WRVA. Richard McCann on News Radio WRVA. Welcome to the home show. 833-804-1140. That's 833-804-1140. Jordan, I have very good news for you, my son. We are next week, as I already told you, at 10 o'clock show tomorrow next week, we're going to have Feedmore, the food bank.
Yes.
The people that run Meals on Wheels, backpack programs for kids. It's an amazing thing. But for our early show at 7 a.m., Santa's coming to the home improvement shop.
Nice.
You know, it's not as nice as his workshop, but Santa will be here. We're going to talk about what it takes to be one of Santa's helpers, because that's the way I was told. It was always Santa's helpers. And maybe we'll take some calls. And, well, I'm not going to tell him how naughty I've been. It's just not that.
That's always my favorite part, is when Santa's like, have you been good this year? And people are like, some people are like, no, I haven't. And I'm proud of it.
Do you know me?
Have you been a good boy? Not in the slightest.
Not in the slightest. My sister, she has four kids, five and younger. And she says the only thing she doesn't like about Christmas is if that elf on a shelf doesn't move, the kids are wondering what's up. Wait a minute, he's still in the same place he was yesterday. What's up with that?
We will not be doing Elf on a Shelf.
Really? I know this is tacky. I love some of the memes that people do with Elf on a Shelf. My favorite is like Elf, and he's got a snowman and a food grater, and there's like little marshmallows. I laughed so hard when I saw that.
It's just
no Elf on a
Shelf. How hard is it to be good? Like, just be good for once in your life.
Well, I mean, I think your kids will be pretty good when you have them.
Yeah.
You know, I've met your potential wife.
My potential wife. My future wife.
Future wife, excuse me. She could still back out.
Yeah, she's got 70 some days.
Yeah, she does. But I think between the two of you, your kids will be fine.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but it does depend on the kid. My best friend in the whole wide world, he has two daughters. Okay? They're not listening. They're in Charlotte. And the first one, she's my goddaughter. I literally left here. I left the station and drove to the hospital and held her at 3 hours old.
Right.
Just a little bologna loaf. There's a picture of me holding her. The look of sheer panic on my face, like I'm going to drop this thing. And she was a joy.
Yeah.
Okay? Then they had their second one. And he said the second one made them rethink having the first one.
Yeah.
They just come with their own personalities.
I don't care what society says. We're not going to beat them, but we will not be afraid to hand down some corporal punishment.
Like it didn't mean any harm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not talking black eyes or bruises, but hey, I'll pop your hand. I'll pop your fanny if you act up.
Right. Today they don't call it the fanny. They call it the biscuits.
Yep.
Okay. Look, my parents, no belts, no switches, which they received as children. Never that. I mean, I'd get a pop in the butt from time sometime. But when I got too old for that, my mom decided that she was going to give me a lecture. And I will be straight up honest with you. Mom, if you're listening, you already know this is true. I'd rather just taken the whooping and gone back about my business, because within a couple of minutes, I had zoned out completely and just turned into, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Are you just saying yes, ma'am? Yes, ma'am. No Elf on the Shelf for the Bondurant. And I feel like I've been saying that wrong because I heard you doing the sports news. Have I been saying your last name wrong? Bondurant? Give it a little...
No.
Okay. A little French flair to it. By the way, congratulations on doing sports for the early news. I thought it was
my Caps stuff.
You know what? It still sounded great, and I was glad
thank you.
It was good to hear you. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. 833-804-1140. That's 833-804-1140. People have asked me some of the weirdest questions this week. I think it's just trying to trip me up. And that's fine. That's all fine. So what I did ask this. I'm getting ready for Christmas. I need suggestions for tomorrow's show. What do you have people on your mind? Give me your input. That's all I ever ask. Some of the things people have asked. Frida asked, Christmas tree safety may be a good one. I've gone over that a couple of times. So real quick, go over all your lights. Make sure there's no nicks, cuts, especially if you have puppies or cats that like to chew on things. They will chew on those cords, and it can cause injury to your pet and possibly a fire. Make sure it's watered. If you have pets, watered every day. It's really, really important. And keep it away from any and all heat sources. We're moving furniture to keep the tree away from a radiator. The first year we put up the tree, radiators didn't even work. This year, radiators work. Can't have the tree anywhere near it. It'll dry it out very, very quickly. And put breakable ornaments up high, put the plastic ones down low. And if you got a puppy like we do, hold off putting stuff underneath the tree because doggy's going to tear that up. I don't know. My dog is obsessed with paper and paper towels. Obsessed. Let me see. Fireplaces, can you just light them, fire them up, or do you need to check them? How hot do those fire logs get that you can light and burn for 3 hours? I'm not a big fan of those fire logs. They're just compressed sawdust and solvents, and I'm not a fan. How hot does it burn? Hot enough to burn. Yeah, that's an answer. If you haven't used your fireplace in a while, a year more, it is pretty darn healthy to get somebody out there, clean and inspect the chimney. If you use it often, still, at least once a year during the before the season or before you use it. I use mine maybe twice a year. That's it. And right now, my people to recommend, Chimney Saver Solutions, do a great job. If you have a wood stove, probably should be cleaned at least twice a year. Someone told me one time, like, every cord and a half of wood, get that chimney cleaned. Nobody's going to do that. I don't care who you are. Let me see. Richard, how about in Virginia, it's okay to be a sanctuary city, but not a Second Amendment? Look, that's a fight that's going to occur. I don't have enough details on it to let you know what's going on. I've heard everything from the sky is falling to it's not. We will figure it out. For those of you who are strong Second Amendment defenders, that's what you're going to do. You're going to defend it. I don't think they're going to show up at our front door and try to take away our guns. That could lead to disaster. Just saying. But again, I'll leave that to people smarter than me. Let me see. Richard, just go through Christmas vacation. What do you do to the house if you're going away? All right, this one I can handle, especially since it's cold. We've only had like one or two days that it dropped below freezing, I think, so far. We haven't had any major snow. But if you're going to be going away for an extended period of time while you're on vacation, I would do the following. One, turn off the water to your house. If you don't know where the main valve is, 90% of you, it is right next to the access door. That's where we've been putting them for decades. I would turn off the water to the house. It just doesn't need to be on under pressure. One of the things that destroys a house is something will break while you're gone, and just hundreds of gallons of water blow. You don't want that. Two, no point in the water heater being on while you're gone. Most water heaters, they can go from stone cold to hot enough to take a shower within an hour. I think one of the fun things I used to do when I installed a lot of water heaters, and I've installed a lot of water heaters, my favorite thing to do was install the water heater, fill it up, turn it on, and see how fast before it has water. That was at least warm. If I went up to somebody and said, it's been 25 minutes, feel this. 50 gallons of water that's already warm, not hot. That's pretty impressive. I would do that. Turn on certain lights that will make it appear that somebody's home. You can even set the timer on your television. Let it come on. Run for an hour or so and turn itself off. Not going to eat up a ton of electricity. Not going to hurt the television. If you have not gotten one, look into one of those cameras for the front of your house. I hate to say it, as much as I don't like a lot of the automation that people are putting in their homes, that's one of the ones I like. I want to put a camera on the front of my house, and I'm going to do it. But that way, at least, you know if anybody is messing around your house. And set the temperature back. Some people say, I'll set it at 55 degrees. A little chilly for me. But it won't hurt the house. Nobody's going to be there. If you've got pets and they're going to be staying behind, have somebody that will come in and check on them at least once a day. And if it's cats, if it's a dog, either find somebody to look after it or board it at a kennel for the couple of days. Or better yet, take it with you. I will say, my wife and I, even though he pukes every time. Every time we put him in the car, unless we carry him in our lap, he gets sick. We got a cover that goes over the back seat where his bed is. It also prevents him from being launched into the floor if we slam on brakes for some reason. And at least if he gets sick on that, we can wash it. But better yet, take the dog with you. And if it's going to be a very long time, cancel your mail and do not post vacation photos on social media while you are away. Stop doing that, people. We don't need to know you're in Jamaica. You can tell us you went to Jamaica when you get back from Jamaica. And you brought us something. Hopefully it's something nice. My name is Richard McCann. This is the Home Show, News Radio WRVA. WRVA, 833-804-1140. That's 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to the show. Reminding everybody, we're here every Saturday, 6 to 8, 10 till noon, which means next week, the Saturday before Christmas, we're going to have some very special guests. We are going to have Santa Doug here at 7 a.m. Santa Doug has been listening to the show for a really, really long time. And he was kind enough to say he'll get up early and come in here and talk with us. And at 10 o'clock next week, we are going to have Feedmore, their representatives, come in here and talk about the Feedmore program, which is absolutely incredible. I have taken the tour, or should I say I was given a tour, and I mean, the amount of food they collect and distribute, that would overwhelm me right there. But then to add on to it, backpack programs that they do, Meals on Wheels is run by them. It's absolutely incredible. I'm very excited about them coming in. So that's all next week. Plus, we'll be paying my favorite Christmas music, not yours. Sorry. Yours is on another station. Now, let's go over some of the other questions that people have asked me on Facebook that they think I can answer. And Jordan, I might need your help on this one. Lola asked me, Richard, the commercialization of Christmas, how and when did it start? Wow. Well, actually, Lola, I have an answer to you to that. Now, Christmas has been around for a very, 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 very long time.
Some say it dates about 2,000 years.
2019, something around that, you know. But the actual commercialization of Christmas, near as I can tell, started right around the end of the Depression. I mean, yeah, Christmas was a big deal before then. The Roaring Twenties was, you know, pretty roaring. But people during the Depression, lucky if you got socks or something like that. It wasn't until, as far as I can tell, after the Depression, when the economy just took off, people started moving into cities, people started making more money. They wanted to give things to their children that they couldn't give them before. I'm going to say then, it's only gotten more so every year. That, I think, honestly, is one of the reasons I really hold on to things like It's a Wonderful Life, Rudolph, Frosty, a Christmas Without Santa, all those old cartoons and specials and things I used to watch when I was a little kid reminds me of a simpler Christmas. My parents spoiled us rotten at Christmas. I am not saying they didn't. But these days, what kids ask for and want, it's kind of silly. I was talking with someone, I said, I don't have kids. And, you know, I don't know what I would do in today. You know, what's the equivalent of a sled? You know, getting a bicycle. You know, being outside on Christmas Day, riding your brand new bicycle. I don't see that very much. Every now and then. So when is it going to be commercialized? Yes. And let's not forget, the biggest profits of the year for almost every retailer out there is November, December. So they're gonna push. But they have families to feed too. The people that work there, they got to feed their kids. So I could get all, Christmas is too commercialized. I'm not going to. It's fine. Anyway, let me see. Who do you recommend for a roofing contractor? Kirk Akey from Akey's Home Improvement. How do I keep Cousin Eddie from showing up? And if he does, where should he empty his RV? I actually have an answer to that one.
She's a beaut there, Clark.
Haven't watched it in years.
Jelly of the Month Club.
Those people that are in septic services, and you have somebody that does travel in an RV. Yes, I know these people. Ask them what kind of tank do they have. If it's a chemical tank, I don't know if you can dump that into your septic system. Though I do know some people, they have a septic and they put a port. I know one some friends of mine, they have a house in Verina. RVers stop there all the time. They have a port in the yard where they can dump the RV. If you are on city sewer, you should have a clean out in your front yard, hopefully, and you should be able to dump it there. But other than that, I don't know what to tell you. I didn't realize until the other day that one of the guys from Big Bang Theory was Wes in Christmas Vacation. Danny or Galecki or whatever you call his name. He was on Roseanne. Then he went to Big Bang.
Which character does he play?
He was the son. He was the Griswold son. It was one of his first roles.
Well, no. What character was he in Big Bang?
Leonard.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
I saw an interview with him and Chevy Chase last night. And Chevy Chase was funny as heck. He goes, you know, it's amazing. He became a really big star, but he didn't grow at all.
Yeah.
Because he's really...
Yeah, he's tiny.
He's like a little short guy.
But, interesting.
Yeah.
That's so crazy to me.
Chevy Chase also said he would do another vacation movie in a heartbeat.
Isn't he in his, like, 80s now?
He's in his 70s, and just from listening to other comedians and other actors, I heard he is an absolute nightmare to work with.
Probably.
He was the first one to leave Saturday Night Live. He was the biggest thing the first season of Saturday Night Live. He was the first one to leave, and ego. That's why I said it. Don't drink your own Kool-Aid as you get better in radio.
Yeah.
How to take care of your tree. Did that. Interior hiding places for assault rifles. There's all kinds of neat things out there these days.
That is an interesting one.
Well, you know, I have been seeing swing-out bookcases that looks like just a regular bookcase. I have seen coffee tables that have drop-down hiding places underneath them. I have seen mirrors that swing open. One of the things I'm strong about, you know, we talked about this last week, owning a firearm is a very big responsibility.
Oh, yeah.
And when someone breaks into your house, the first place they look is your nightstand and under the mattress. It's the first place they look.
Yeah.
And if you cannot afford a safe, I don't see why you can't, because they're pretty cheap these days. Or maybe you just don't want something like that. They're now making furniture, and it's not just for firearms. Valuables, you know, every woman we know has a jewelry box. Where's the jewelry box? Right on top of the dresser.
Yep.
So there is things like that. Let me see. Richard, what about colonoscopies? I don't need one for another 2.5 years, but I'll let you know how it goes. We'll broadcast live like Katie Couric.
Hey, I know she did that.
Dude, yeah. She did it during breakfast. I'm gross. Sitting there trying to eat my cornflakes, and she's like, it's really not that bad. I'm like, oh! Oh!
Way too much information.
I don't want these cornflakes anymore. And last one, Chip Anderson, friend of the show, owner of RVA Vape, says, Richard, how about proper tacky light etiquette? We now live on the same street as a house on the tour, and people see lights and just stop in the middle of the road. I have a friend who has next to the Pfeiffer house, I don't know that one, who has people defecating in the yard. Okay, I don't know about that. If you're going to cruise around looking at lights, proper etiquette is, if you're going to stop, pull off to the side of the road, get out of the traffic, and please
put your hazards on.
Yeah, and don't poop in people's yards.
Yeah, what kind of savage are you?
I don't know. This is not San Francisco. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, why would you do that?
Little Timmy was prairie dogging. I can get away with that one. And lastly, there's that story about the poor alligator overdosed on a meth addict. We've already covered that one. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in to News Radio WRVA this Saturday. My name is Richard McCann, McKannn. I am here every Saturday, 6 to 8, 10 until noon. And in January, I am opening up Home Guru Home Inspections. I hope that I can help you out, because the goal is not only to do home inspections for people that are buying a house, but for people that are going to stay in their house. More details about that in the new year. I'll tell you all about it. And don't forget, next Saturday, we're going to have some really super guests. At 7 a.m., Santa's going to be here. We'll find out the life of Santa's helpers. That'll be very interesting. And at 10 o'clock, Feed More is coming to talk about their just absolutely spectacular program. And I'll be giving you my list of best Christmas presents for the ones you love. That's right. I'm a good present buying guy. All right, Jordan, light them up. Let's get out of here. That is another home show in the can, burned to a disc and put neatly in a shoebox underneath my mama's bed. I want to thank Jordan for getting up early and pressing all the right buttons. I want to thank Dennis for keeping his finger right on the pulse of the news. Thank you to everybody that called in today, everybody that wrote in to me. And take care of yourselves. Like I said, we got a week and a half till Christmas. Do not stress. And if you know about someone who's stressed, check up on them. My name is Richard McCann. This is the Home Show, News Radio, WRVA.
Paya! I say a wanna! A paya!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.